suddenly. Gratefully, he thought of a less desperate reason for Dick's prolonged absence. He'd gone to visit his parents. A risky thing to do, but Dick was devoted to them, or claimed to be, and last night during the long, rainy ride, he had told Perry, "I'd sure like to see my folks." They wouldn't mention it. I mean, they wouldn't tell the parole officer. Do anything to get us into trouble. Only I'm ashamed to. I'm afraid of what my mother would say. About the checks. And going off like we did. But I wish I could call them. Hear how they are. However, that was not possible, for the Hickok home was without a telephone. Otherwise, Perry would have rung up to see if Dick was there. Another few minutes, and he was again convinced that Dick was under arrest. His leg pains flared up, flashed through his body, and the laundry odors, the steamy stench, all at once sickened him, picked him up and propelled him out the door. He stood at the curb, retching like a drunk with the dry heaves. Kansas City. Hadn't he known Kansas City was bad luck and begged Dick to keep away? Now, maybe now Dick was sorry he hadn't listened. And he wondered, but what about me? With a dime or two and a bunch of lead slugs in my pocket. Where could he go? Who would help him? Bobo? Fat chance. But her husband might. If Fred Johnson had followed his own inclination, he would have guaranteed employment for Perry after he left prison, thus helping him obtain a parole. But Bobo wouldn't permit it. She had said it would only lead to trouble and possibly danger. Then she had written to Perry to tell him precisely that. One fine day he'd pay her back. Have a little fun. Talk to her. Advertise his abilities, spell out in detail the things he was capable of doing to people like her, respectable people, safe and smug people, exactly like Bobo. Yes, let her know just how dangerous he could be and watch her eyes. Surely that was worth a trip to Denver. Which was what he'd do. Go to Denver and visit the Johnsons. Fred Johnson would stake him to a new start in life. He'd have to, if he ever wanted to be rid of him. Then Dick came up to him at the curb. "Hey, Perry," he said. "You sick?" The sound of Dick's voice was like an injection of some potent narcotic, a drug that, invading his veins, produced a delirium of colliding sensations, tension and relief, fury and affection. He advanced toward Dick with clenched fists. "You son of a bitch," he said. Dick grinned and said, "Come on, we're eating again." But explanations were in order. Apologies, too, and over a bowl of chili at the Kansas City hash house that Dick liked best, the Eagle Buffet, Dick supplied them. "I'm sorry, honey. I knew you'd get the bends. Think I'd tangled with a bull? But I was having such a run of luck, it seemed like I ought to let it ride." He explained that after leaving Perry, he had gone to the Markle Buick Company, the firm that had once employed him, hoping to find a set of license plates to substitute for the hazardous Iowa plates on the abducted Chevrolet. "Nobody saw me come or go. Markle used to do a considerable wrecked car trade. Sure enough, out back there was a smashed-up DeSoto with Kansas tags." "And where were they now?" "On our buggy, pal." Having made the switch, Dick had dropped the Iowa plates in a municipal reservoir. Then he'd stopped at a filling station where a friend worked, a former high school classmate named Steve, and persuaded Steve to cash a check for $50, which was something he'd not done before. Rob a buddy. Well, he'd never see Steve again. He was cutting out of Kansas City tonight, this time really forever. So why not fleece a few old friends? With that in mind, he'd called on another ex-classmate, a drugstore clerk. The take was thereby increased to $75. Now, this afternoon, We'll roll that up to a couple hundred. I've made a list of places to hit. 6 or 7, starting right here, he said, meaning the Eagle Buffet, where everybody, the bartender and waiters, knew and liked him and called him Pickles, in honor of his favorite food. Then, Florida, here we come. How about it, honey? Didn't I promise you we'd spend Christmas in Miami? Just like all the millionaires.